I'm Dan Klefstad. Illinois businesses want the General Assembly to take up a list of pro-enterprise measures during this week's special session. Topping that list is a balanced budget and a move to delay a scheduled minimum wage increase. Todd Meisch, president of the Illinois Chamber of Commerce, says both will allow the state to get back to business more easily.
It's just really, really important that as businesses try to overcome all these hurdles to get their doors open, get their people rehired, reestablish demand, that government not make it even harder.
Meisch says the governor's office should also consider the chamber's proposal to reopen the state's economy. That would allow all businesses like restaurants and bars to reopen, but under strict public health guidelines. Governor J.B. Pritzker so far refused to consider alternatives, saying businesses need to stay the course of the five-phase Restore Illinois plan. Meanwhile, a health advocacy group says a type of waterborne disease may be spreading at Illinois' unoccupied workplaces. Mike Smith has more.
Legionnaires' disease, which took 43 lives in Illinois last year, could make a comeback amidst the COVID-19 pandemic. Alliance to Prevent Legionnaires' Disease spokesperson Bob Bocock says neglected water systems and shuttered workplaces provide a perfect breeding ground for the Legionella bacteria.
If the building water system is not flushed out properly and properly disinfected and recommissioned, we could see a post-COVID-19 Legionella outbreak problem of major significance.
The disease is contracted by breathing in water vapor, like the steam from a hot shower. The APLD and the CDC have collaborated on guidance for how to properly flush out community water systems in the hopes of preventing Legionnaires. I'm Mike Smith.
State officials are blaming a glitch in Illinois' new system for processing unemployment benefits for making private information public. WBEZ reports an Illinois Department of Employment Security website showed Social Security numbers and other details. A spokesperson for Governor Pritzker's office says the situation was immediately fixed and officials launched an investigation. The state agency later said one claimant was able to access information for a limited number of people. Illinois launched a new portal last week for processing claims for federally funded benefits to independent contractors who lost jobs because of the pandemic. I'm Dan Klefstad.
I'm Leah Lerner. Jackson County was the only county in southern Illinois to report new infections from the novel coronavirus. Four more people tested positive. Effingham County says one patient who had recovered from the disease had a relapse and tested positive again. A health advocacy group says Legionnaires' disease, which took 43 lives in Illinois last year, could make a comeback amidst the COVID-19 pandemic. Mike Smith has more.
Alliance to Prevent Legionnaires' Disease spokesperson Bob Bocock says neglected water systems and shuttered workplaces provide a perfect breeding ground for the Legionella bacteria.
If the building water system is not flushed out properly and properly disinfected and recommissioned, we could see a post-COVID-19 Legionella outbreak problem of major significance.
The disease is contracted by breathing in water vapor, like the steam from a hot shower. The APLD and the CDC have collaborated on guidance for how to properly flush out community water systems in the hopes of preventing Legionnaires. I'm Mike Smith.
Some Illinois Facebook users could receive as much as $300 from a $550 million settlement in a class action suit alleging the social media site's face tagging feature violated state privacy law. But the Chicago Tribune reports there's no timeline yet for when people will be notified of eligibility or when payments could be issued. A federal judge in California still must approve the details. Illinois law permits people to sue companies that don't get consent before collecting consumers' data. Attorneys alleged in the 2015 lawsuit that Facebook's photo tagging feature was powered by facial recognition data.